This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
P-Lo guy. He's a legend, Stoddy.
Then how come I haven't heard of him?
Because you're not hip.
That's why I'm worried about the interview.
You'll be fine.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let me see what we got here. We got any calls? I don't think we do. You can get in my ear. Oh, V. Do we have V in Pacifica? No V? No V in
okay.
Pacifica.
All right.
We're waiting for P-Lo, but it's been a great show so far. We've had Festus Ezeli, Tiffany Williams, who is Steph Curry's chief operating officer of 30 Inc. That's Steph's collective.
You think she's going to tell Steph I asked why he didn't participate?
You know what?
You set me up.
You know what?
That was bad advice.
Okay. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm gonna. Something's up.
Oh, for her to say
something's
that
fishy.
Yet?
Something's fishy.
But would that be fair to the other contestants?
I don't think they have a say in this.
Just go out and do what you do. It's like golf, huh?
Anyway, Tiffany Williams is the COO.
That would be awesome, though, Stani.
Of Steph's collective. And Guru asked Tiffany, how come he's not participating in the three-point shootout? And she smiled and... Goo made her a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, she made me uncomfortable.
But she blurted out, we'll see.
Can I tell you what's really on my mind just while we wait on P-Lo Stein?
Yeah.
There should never, ever be an all-star snub. We'll get back to it. We got the legend right here with us.
Well, he's good. Yeah. What do you mean there should never be an all-star snub?
Just expand the roster so everybody gets in.
So your participation.
It's an all-star game.
This is you. Yeah, I know. It's so you. It's unbelievable. I don't know what Nhegan. Hey, Nhegan, he doesn't need any coaching.
Yeah. What's up, baby? P-Lo.
Let's
in the house.
Put that headset on. We got P-Lo with us. Goo, take
that. Pinole's finest.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Just talk to us because I want to ask about your new project.
Yeah.
But just how much of an honor is it? Because you're a steward of the Bay to be a part of All-Star Weekend when you've, you know, made your roots right here and people love you and you're an icon.
Oh man, it's a true honor, especially growing up here and, you know, growing up a lifetime Bay Area sports fan and just being a part of history because, it hasn't been here in 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's really like history in the making. So I'm super honored to be a part of it.
Like, where are you going to be all weekend? How much stuff do you have to do?
Man, we got a bunch of stuff.
We like stuff.
Yeah, we got clubs, events. with brands and just the whole thing. But it's you know, it's the Bay Area, so it's you know, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. I was trying to give him some knowledge about you. I said he's the inventor. He formed one of the founders of the HBK game.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude. I mean, that's how you started.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also, can you just talk to us? Cause I feel like I'm talking to a little bit of Kanye. Not only do you rap, you make beats too, and you've made some like hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to us about that. Just blessing to be able to do both.
Oh man, that's how I came up. You know what I'm saying? Just being the most self-sufficient, and that's something that the Bay taught us. You know, being independent, being self-sufficient, and really figuring it out and making it happen. And you know, that's stuff that you know E-40 taught us. Too Short, you know, Mac Dre, all the lineage, you know, of independent hip hop comes from here. So it's like, you know, I want to continue that.
All right, P-Lo coming to us from the River Islands guest line, though he's sitting right next to us.
Yes, he is.
So you've been a Warrior fan your whole life?
Yeah, man.
Who's like your all-time favorite Warrior?
I mean, bro.
Monte Ellis?
That was my guy.
We're
a little older than you,
yeah,
P-Lo.
But man, I mean, Steph Curry, man.
Okay.
You know, that guy, you know, he keeps doing it. He keeps
how
amazing.
Lucky are we, P-Lo?
Man, I don't ever want to tee in. I thank God every day that Steph Curry puts on a jersey. You know, it's a blessing, man.
Now you could tell us about your new project. You got a new project coming out right during the festivities.
So we partnered with Golden State Entertainment and Empire, and we put together a Bay Area compilation for All Star Weekend, and it's called For the Soil. And if you're from here, you know, the Bay Area is called the soil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is for us, you know, by us. And we just really want to showcase all the Bay Area talent, because it's not only me on there, but it's a collection of Bay Area artists, songwriters, producers, all collaborating on one thing to really just showcase what the Bay's about.
Wow. Do you like the Butler trade?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you?
I love it. I love it.
You're not worried about the old guys?
No.
All right.
No, but I'm telling you, I think when it comes to a playoff series,
oh my God, Pete.
Those young cats, all those younger teams that are doing well right now, they're not gonna want to see.
They haven't been there.
They haven't been there. And then also there's you know all that foul baiting that everybody be doing, that ain't gonna work in the playoffs. You got to make shots. You really got to make buckets.
I've been waiting on you, and I didn't get to clear the boss. He don't tell me what to say, but I got to ask you a personal question. I got the license to do that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a hip-hop connoisseur. I love it, right?
Yeah.
I love Drake. I love Kendrick.
Yeah.
But I hate social media that everybody's just divided. Just as you can, what did you think of the performance at the Super Bowl? And where are you? Why can't we all just get along?
I love that hip-hop's been able to be on this large stage.
Okay.
Because hip-hop means so much to not only just music, but to culture and how people live. And for, you know, Kendrick to do what he did on that large scale was incredible. And obviously the beef turned out how the beef turned out, whatever. But, you know, those two guys make great music, and they're great musicians, and they're great artists, great businessmen. And I think everybody in hip-hop, you know, really like wants to be that. You know, they want to get on that level. So, you know, shout out to them, man.
There it is.
So you were talking about the Warriors in the playoffs. I mean, you do realize they got to get there first,
we
right?
got to get there. This is true.
Yes.
We do got to get there. We got to get there. But I think we're going to have some, I think a lot of teams also got weaker.
Right.
Mm.
Like
obviously Sacramento, you're thinking probably Dallas maybe.
Dallas got, I ain't gonna lie, even the Lakers to me. Because we really didn't have an answer for AD.
Right.
We didn't have no answer for AD.
You saw Christmas game. Yeah.
We didn't have no answer for AD. Luka's cool. Like LeBron, I'm not saying we could stop it, but you know, that's something we could at least manage. Like Luka in the playoffs, Luka's already worn down. His body's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think we could, like, a lot of teams got weaker. Like, Minnesota's not Minnesota.
Yeah. They missed Cap. No doubt. That's a great point. And Houston's struggling a little bit.
Houston.
They're young, but, you know, they're not the Warriors of three times. Oh, they're champs. They're, yeah, this new to them.
But I think the Warriors have a good shot if we make it in.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Right. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you guys.
Love the stuff you're doing over the weekend,
man.
P-Lo.
Thank you guys, man. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
I told you, Daddy, man.
Yep. I love talking to longtime Warrior fans, guys who can go back. You know what I mean?
He talked a little bit about the Western Conference in regard to resumes, Tony.
Yeah. We'll see.
Wolfley.
We'll see what happens. If you're just joining us, we are out at Chase Center. We are on the veranda at Splash, the new sports bar and restaurant right next to the arena. There's a big plaza in front of us where there's going to be all kinds of activities and events this weekend because of All-Star Weekend. Here this weekend, obviously, Steph Curry starting on Sunday, and I don't know. You can tell the buzz is picking up a little bit here.
More and more people are filtering
in.
We got that mixer tomorrow, too, you and me.
That's not NBA sanctioned.
It is!
And by the way...
Good God!
By the way...
You know what? You might not be going.
What did you do?
What happened?
You did something that I just shoot.
Well, I'm getting killed for having a suit jacket with my Warrior shirt. I was repping the team under.
No, that's not it. It was...
still clean.
Something about...
Oh, boy.
Oh, the events here. No, I can't remember.
See, you just want to hate then if you can't remember.
It's not... How do you know it was hate?
You're Matt Steinmetz.
He hasn't asked for tickets today.
I can't believe he let P-Lo go without asking for a couple VIPs.
Now, I've never done that. I'm not that thirsty.
We haven't done it in the last
I'll send a text if I get the number, but never in person like that.
What
we got
the man.
Now? Yeah.
May as well take him now.
We got our guy.
Go to 26.
And hopefully he's not in that tournament again.
All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break, but we got Kirk Lake joining us.
What's up, baby?
Kirk, how you doing? Good to see you. All right. So, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, let's talk to Kirk Lake, of Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Warriors. He's also Vice President of GSW Sports Ventures. What's that?
That is our investment arm. We're as active as we want to be. We invest in things that have some sort of strategic fit with the overall company.
Gotcha. Obviously, you got to be excited about the Butler trade and how it's looked. Just take us through your thought process of acquiring Jimmy Butler, because, you know, we've heard all the names and Butler was kind of in the background, but sure enough, he's now a Warrior.
Well, the great news about what's going on in the media is it's not always right. You know, no offense to you guys, but like, you know, there's stuff out there all the time that's not right, and we just kind of let it be. Jimmy's someone we've been focused on for a long time. Really, really excited about. I mean, he's an absolute killer. That's the word I would use to describe him. He is a killer. It's somebody who I've respected for a long time, all the way back. We haven't had a lot of time to talk yet, only briefly when he joined us in LA, but he's someone who I've really, really loved since his draft interview back in the day when he was in the draft. He was, I think, the 28th overall pick by the Bulls, and we interviewed him, and it's one of the best draft interviews I've ever been a part of. You walked away from that, and you're like, I don't know how good this guy's going to be, but he is definitely going to make it, and I'm going to root for him. So to see, you know, where his career has gone, he's such a winner, and he fits, I think, our culture so well and our style of play. So we are extremely excited to have him. And obviously these first two games have been really successful, and I can't wait to see more of it.
Yeah, Kirk, I'm with you. When we got to see you in the summer in the team store, and we didn't know what the season was going to entail. And hearing Steph Curry, I don't know if you caught this quote, I'm paraphrasing, basically the offense just seems a lot easier. A guy of that stature saying that comment after us watching the games, I'm like, that means so much more than just that. But, I mean, that's when you feel like you hit a home run. I know it's two games with the addition of Jimmy Butler to give you another dimension.
I think he gives us like 10 more dimensions. What I love about Jimmy's game is he does everything well. Like, there's nothing that he really doesn't do well. And he looks at how the game is unfolding ahead of him, and he says, what can I do to help win? You know, it's not about I need to score, I need an assist, I need to steal. It's how am I going to help this team win? And you look at his career, that's who he's been. And we've got a lot of players like that. Obviously, two and Steph and Draymond who have done it at the highest level many, many times. Kevon Looney's been a multi-time champion. We have some others, but Jimmy's going to help us win a championship. That's our goal. That's always our goal. We think he's the type of guy who can do that, and I know he badly wants one. He's been right there.
All right. Kirk Lacob joining us on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, before you make a trade, can I assume that you think of best-case scenario, worst-case scenario?
I think for sure and everything in between.
Okay, so you mentioned championship, so that's back on the table. What's the downside? When you guys were weighing everything, what was the thing that did concern you?
There's always a downside to anything you do. Sometimes it's just the unknown. You just don't know what's going to happen. I think we try to avoid thinking too much about what can go wrong, because the minute you get in that mindset, you're thinking of a million things that can go wrong. And you can talk yourself out of doing literally anything.
Yeah.
You can talk yourself out of making the easiest, best decision in your life, not even talking about basketball anymore, because you're thinking about all the things that could go wrong. So I prefer to look at what are the things that could go right and what are the chances they could go right and what does it cost us. So that's really what it was about at the deadline. What are our other options? How realistic is this option? What is it going to cost us? Look, it costs us a lot. We lost some players who we really value as players and people. Really, really good people. Mm. I mean, Andrew Wiggins, the things he's done for this organization, the type of person he is, it's a big loss. And I can't wait to keep following his career and his family. Lindy Waters was awesome for us this year, and just what an amazing person he is. I can't wait to follow his story. Kyle Anderson.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, short time, he's someone we, for years, wanted to acquire. I was here a short time. And you know, Dennis, we obviously spent a lot to try to get and incorporate. So you lose a lot, but if you think about all the things you're going to lose, you're never going to make a decision. That's kind of what I'm trying to get to.
Gotcha.
If you're worried about we're going to lose these four guys and this draft pick, you're probably never going to do a deal. And in this case, you look at what Jimmy could do for us, the upside here, and I think he's got a chance to really get us there. And you've seen it's revitalized everybody else. We talked about all the things Jimmy can do on the floor. It's made Steph's game easier on offense. I think you're going to hear Draymond say the same thing on defense. You're going to see Steve say it's made my job coaching easier.
Wow.
You know, Buddy Hield might say it makes me getting shots easier. So whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll say this. I know we can't manipulate medicine or science, but even before the trade, Kirk, I was telling my partner every day, man, we need J.K. back. Man, we need J.K. I know that day is not here, but after this trade and seeing what it looks and tastes like, I can't imagine you guys are not salivating at the bit of we're going to add young Jonathan Kuminga back to this mix. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's. I think Jimmy's really going to help J.K. a lot. And J.K. said it, I think, yesterday or today. He's excited to learn from him. He's decided to take pieces of Jimmy's game and learn how he can apply that to his own game. Obviously, J.K. has a great base skill set. He's unbelievably powerful, like no one else. The speed, the intensity, and he's a really young guy still. So he's got so much more to give, and this is about giving him an opportunity to give that to us this year and in the future. So this is great for him, which is great for, you know, the future of this organization, and frankly, the future of this year,
yeah,
trying to win, the future of next year, trying to win. We need J.K. at his best to be able to do that. So, look, I'm optimistic about all this, and I'm not going to sit here and say everything's perfect and we're going to win the championship right now, but we think we got a chance. Are there a couple more small moves we can make? Are we set up to make more big moves this summer to get even better? Absolutely.
So Anthony Slater of The Athletic, I'm sure you're familiar with him, dropped a story today about Jonathan, and clearly he talked to your father, Joe, and he asked about the complications now with Butler's salary and how that fits in with what's going to happen with Jonathan. Can we assume that you guys are probably going back into the tax again?
I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
Yeah.
It's always about... there's so much talk about, you know, how much we're spending or this or that. The one thing that's always been true is Joe will spend what it takes to win.
We've seen it.
Unequivocally. And sometimes to a fault. Sometimes we're trying to talk him back, and we're like, look, this is not the wisest decision. But he says, does it make us better? And if it makes us better, he's willing to do it. It's all about winning. You got to love that. And I think, you know, we got to be strategic about where we spend money. It's not a simple, the more you spend, the more you're going to win. Like in this case, with our cap system, you do have to make trade-offs. And many times it's strategic about unlocking other dollars. But in this case, we're pretty set up. We know what it looks like. He's going to be a restricted free agent this summer. So we have every ability to keep him and continue to build around this core. But the most important thing is not your team salary. It's are those players good?
Right.
If you're spending a lot of money,
wow,
you better hope your players are good or else you're trapped. So we got a lot of good players, and we're really excited about what they can give us for the next few years at a minimum. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we had one of those young players join us about a month ago. What, Stoney? Quentin Post.
Quentin Post, yeah.
And he is taking advantage of an opportunity. I've been saying, well, they need a stretch. We need a stretch. And I know it's early, but what have you seen? Are you surprised at all of what you've seen from Quentin Post?
You know, am I surprised? No, because I knew he had it in him. Am I really happy about it? Yeah. You know, you never know if a guy is going to be able to do what you think he can do at this level. And sometimes it takes time for him to start to show signs as a rookie is great. You talked about a stretch center. Look, having big guys who can shoot is really valuable. There are not a lot of them.
Nah.
It's something we've been focused on for years. And we took a swing in this draft on a guy that we thought could provide some of that, and early return so far pretty good. What I love about him is he's not just about shooting. He's a really good passer.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if you guys have had Zaza over here yet or if you're gonna, but ask him about the time he spent with Quentin. Quentin reached out to him and said, Zaza, you are not the most athletic. You know, I don't know if that's the best way to start a conversation with Zaza, but that's what he says.
And we just missed it. He just
okay, he
us,
says,
yeah.
You're not the most athletic, but you were really smart, and I want to be that in the NBA, except I can shoot. You know, Zaza was a great free throw shooter, but never really shot outside of 15 feet. He tries to work out with me here and shoot threes. Now he's trying to be a stretch center.
I love it.
But
for the World War tournament.
But, you know, Quentin's like, what can I do to be a good defender without great athleticism? Well, number one, you're 7'1", and you got great... I mean, he's got an unbelievable standing reach. It's like 9'4". So be big.
Damn.
And then figure out how to use your feet. Talk to Kevon Looney. You know, he's not the swiftest of feet, but, man, can he move his feet and take angles. And that's what I love about Quentin. He's asking all the right questions. He's willing to put in the work. He's a smart guy. He's really competitive. I think you saw that the other night. He hit that dagger three
And
let it out. So, you know, we got high hopes for Quentin. He's an element that we haven't had in a long time, and we've been really, really hoping for, and hopefully he continues to bring it. And I think it's great to see the way his teammates have rallied around him and are going to continue to prop him up.
One of the things I'm curious about, and we're joined by Kirk Lake of the Golden State Warriors, is Steph Curry. Is he the greatest Warrior of all time? And he's 36 years old. And we watch him this year, and he looks a little different. How do you assess what might be Steph coming to a close, or this guy just needs help? You know what I mean? Because there are both sides of that coin there. So leading up to the trade, were those some of the things that you discussed internally?
First of all, can we stop calling 36 old?
Oh, come on.
I feel attacked.
Basketball
year. I feel attacked. Now, Steph and I are the same age. He's a few months older than me. And every time people bring this up, I'm like, man, what does that mean for me?
Oh, man.
But look, Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. And so we're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay.
Yeah.
He deserves to give a chance to bring five, six, seven, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. You know, if you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number five. He's about winning number six, number seven. He's about continuing to compete. I mean, look, Steph is in the best shape of anybody in our team today. So you can call him old all you want. You can say, you know, this might come to an end at some point.
But, four straight 30-point games.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in how many years?
Like,
I'm telling you, it's going to keep going as long as he wants it to keep going because we saw it with Tom Brady. Wow. You know, he went many years beyond where we thought. And look, that's a special case. This is a special case. As long as Steph wants to play, he will play at a high level. We will give him the best chance we can to try to win. So, you know, let's give him a chance to win, not just one, but maybe two, three more. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, pure transparency for me. I got to tell you, Steph sometimes, he don't even know it nor care, but Kirk, he was like my scoreboard. And I look at his body language and mannerisms and the towel over the head at some junctures during the season. I'm telling Steiny, like, oh man. And now he's just spry. It looks like the Durant days. Like he was letting it fly against the Lakers before Jimmy. I don't know if he knew then what was kind of going on. But my gosh, Kirk, he looks like a spring chicken again. Like, this is the old Steph. Boy, watch out.
Yeah. Watch out is right.
Hey, can I... there's been some confusion. Where are you guys at with buyout guys? Are you a player in that? Do you have a limit? Just tell me.
Yeah, I mean, we can sign back. We're going to have to sign some players.
Okay.
Quinton got us up to number 12
right.
in our roster, so we actually have to, in the next couple weeks, sign a 13th player. You know, probably a good idea to get to a 14th. We can even go to 15 if we want. So we got open spots. Obviously, with All-Star coming up, there aren't a lot of games right now, and we're pretty healthy. So we're trying to be smart about seeing what becomes available. We've obviously got some players who have done a great job for us in the G League in Santa Cruz who might deserve an opportunity. There's other great players in the G League. Buyout players. We got a lot of opportunities, so we need to be smart and strategic about when we sign players and who they are. We want to give this team a best chance to win. But if you're talking about can we? Yes, we not only can, we have to.
Okay. Wow.
And we will. And it's just about finding the right guy at the right time. And yeah, we're below the second apron, yeah. So we can kind of do whatever.
I was going to say I got my shoes in the car.
you're not on the list. Guru, I hate to tell you. We've seen you play the 3-on-3 tournament.
Hey,
you're at the edge. You're at the the bottom of the list.
Thank you, Kurt, for saying that.
Right on.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming
out. Guys.
Good luck the rest of the season. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun in San Francisco with the All-Star game here. And then we got an exciting second half of the season for sure with the Golden State Warriors with their newfound spark behind Jimmy Butler. Of course, now I got to get my reads, and I don't have them. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, and we'll be right back on the other side. Thanks to Kirk Lakeham on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back to Thrive City. We are sitting right next to the Chase Center at Splash, a new sports bar and restaurant that's going to be open for All-Star Weekend. A lot of activities down here. And let me tell you, if you want to try to win $20,000 and get to Vegas for the college basketball championships, I'm going to tell you how. Here's what's going on. We're going to give you and three of your friends $20,000 in total cash, $5,000 for each member of your party, and you're going to stay at Circa Hotel, which is in downtown Las Vegas, and they've got the best sports watching experience in all of Nevada. You can sit in the pool, Goo, and watch the game.
We've done it.
It's just absolutely incredible. So here's what you do. You download that Odyssey app, and you register, and you have to listen for 1 hour, but if you listen for at least 1 hour, you're automatically qualified to win this super duper package. So once again, go to the Odyssey app, log in, and listen for 1 hour, at least an hour, and you're going to be registered for you and three buddies to go to Vegas with $20,000 in your pocket for the college basketball championships. We just had Kirk Lakeham on the show, and Kirk, of course, the executive vice president of basketball operations, and I mean, I don't know what you took out of it, but
I'm not playing for him.
The bottom line is he put championship back on the table.
Yeah,
not just one, three.
Yeah.
Kirk Lakeham put championship back on the table, and he made it clear that's still the goal.
Yeah, I love it. And, again, they got to earn it. And right now, you know, they got some work to do. But when we spoke to him in the team store last offseason, Steiny, he was talked glowingly about Steph Curry, and rightfully so, not hard to do. But, man, that's the heartbeat of the team, the way that all of a sudden Steph has gone from, is something wrong, we can't come back, to now hoisting up 30-plus shots a game, Steiny. And if this is going to continue and it's a byproduct of getting Jimmy Butler, let's go. And, Steiny, there's going to be a new Warrior, whatever that guy's name is, it sounds like.
Yeah, Warriors are going to be active at the buyout market and or maybe elevate some people from the G League, but they have to add at least one player, and they said they may add two. But, you know, the funny thing is I didn't understand it at the time. When Kirk Lakeham was talking about adding a player, and you clearly brought yourself into the conversation.
I got the red jaws in the trunk. I mean, haven't seen them.
You know, if the Warriors go into rebuild mode,
simmer,
then maybe you can, you know, parasite off that team. But you heard Kirk Lacob. They're still thinking championship, and that means no room at the inn for Guru.
All right. But, hey, I'll do that. Parasite, speaking of, a great movie Evan just saw. I got that on the docket. Now, Steiny, just this is it. How can you not be excited right now, man? Is that the boss running?
Barely.
Fast as he can go.
He's doing fine. All right. Warriors-Dallas tonight, 6:30. Starts with Warriors live at 5:30. And the Mavericks are beat up.
Yeah.
Got to go in there and win that game tonight and then roll the dice or take your chances tomorrow in Houston. Warriors right now, one game over 500. And
haven't won three in a row since November. Just think about that. I know, but since November's done it. Long time ago, man.
Yeah. I mean, they got off to a great start. And you asked a good question the other day. Do they have a 12-3 run in them now? Because that might be, that might be what they need. And you know what? You know, here's the other thing, Gu. You know, for anybody out there that thinks I'm rooting against this trade, you know, did I like the trade?
I don't think you are, man.
Did I like the trade? I wasn't in love with it. But what was my win prediction this year? 46-48?
Yeah.
That's back in play. That is back in play.
It's always about you,
mm-hmm.
Huh? It's a thing. No, I'll give you that.
It's back in play.
Because the We Believe thing didn't take off, so I'll give you that. It is back in play.
No, the We Believe thing has absolutely taken off. You know what's
Evan,
funny?
Evan, tell them.
You know
there
funny?
Were some text messages to different people. I won't name them.
I don't know why that cut you.
It hurt them.
Because you guys with no sense of history don't understand the parallels. You guys are so hung up on, but they won four titles, so that's not comparable.
I love you, man.
Go 16-5 like the We Believe team.
No, that's a must.
Exactly.
Yeah, I give you that.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just again, if you don't know what we're talking about, I brought up a very astute analogy comparing this year's Warriors team to the 2007 We Believe team. That team was languishing just like this team was. And then remember, Baron Davis returned and everything changed. And he's Jimmy Butler.
No,
now Jimmy Butler's here. Maybe everything changed. Everything changes. And now you gotta climb up the standings. And you probably best you can do is get to, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have to go into the postseason. You're gonna have to knock somebody off. Just like We Believe.
Nah.
Oh, it's just a
But let me say this to that.
Yeah.
Cause that was I'll never forget where I was when they knocked off Dallas. But Stoddy, can we say if this thing continues, are we really going to be shocked? Well, I guess right now it'd be OKC. Let's just say the Warriors got in seventh and they took on Houston. I mean, Houston's still youthful. Like, we wouldn't be shocked to the depths of, oh my God, as We Believe, like, you know, it was when they knocked off Dallas.
I mean, I don't see the Warriors getting high enough. Like, Houston is going to finish, what, fourth?
No, I mean, if they knocked them, they met in a series. I have Houston as second in this example.
Yeah, I don't know.
To where
know.
They got him in a seven-game series.
I mean, they just lost six in a row.
Yeah, I don't
know
what's going on.
I would say the Lakers are ahead of them right now. But it looks like Houston's going to,
they need to,
you know, going to hang
break.
On.
Right.
But the Warriors, obviously right now, they're in a tie for 10th. They did move ahead of Phoenix last night. The Phoenix lost to Memphis.
What's going on?
So the
there,
Warriors
man?
Now a half game ahead of the Phoenix Suns.
But, I'll tell you what, Memphis is, you didn't ask, Memphis is impressing me, Sonny. They got some ballers, not named Ja. I mean, they got an identity without Ja. Jaren Jackson Jr., Evans guy, I don't want to mess his name up.
Desmond Bane?
No.
Aldama?
Yes.
Santi?
I love him. He knows what he's trying to do out there, Stoney. They got a little, they got grit. I like him.
Who would be the best matchup for the Warriors now that they're a lock to make the playoffs?
Thursday.
You think so, Evan? And what is going
on
with Houston?
Houston, you think they're going to play?
No, he said it would be the best matchup.
Oh, Houston would be the best matchup.
Being so young, I got to believe. I got to believe that too, Stoney. That would be my answer. And I think Houston. Dallas might not make it. I know people don't want to hear this AD and now Gafford and sprained foot for your boy Washington, Stoney. They might not. Kyrie might not be able to save him. Him and Clay.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. It starts tonight with the Warriors at Dallas. And that, I'm just anxious to watch the game to see how the Dallas Mavericks fans react. They are hot about Luka Doncic being
Stoney,
traded.
It's real. Man.
I saw Klay Thompson addressing it the other day.
I turned to our sister station. Nobody asked in Dallas just to take a pulse of what was going on. Guess who they're interviewing? A fan that had a sign, fire Nico, and got throughout the arena. They had the fan on the show. And he's just, I'm like, boy, this thing's out of control.
Yeah, I saw, you know, Cuban got into a shouting match with the fan.
Yeah.
That fan eventually got ejected. And Nico Harrison just isn't sitting in his normal seat because he's worried about it. But we got crossover coming up next.
The guys.
And in this crossover, we are giving away tickets to the Rising Stars game on Friday and then All-Star practice on Saturday. So make sure you listen between 1:45 and 2:15 for your chance to win tickets to each event. Friday night, the Rising Stars game, and then Saturday, practice at Oracle Arena. Stay right here, because on the other side, that's what you're going to have a chance to do, is win tickets to those two events. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.